beauty salons offering medical-grade injections like Botox are on notice after a Sydney woman faced court for allegedly poisoning a client. The client suffered cardiac arrest and remains in hospital, and it's been revealed that the practitioner doesn't hold an Australian medical licence. The body representing cosmetic surgeons says it's lobbied for more stringent governance of the billion-dollar industry. Antoinette Latouf reports.
Ji Xiao was on a tourist visa and wasn't qualified in Australia to carry out cosmetic work. She was trained in dermatology in the United Kingdom, but not licensed to practice here. Today, a Sydney court heard that Ji Xiao allegedly injected a Sydney beauty salon owner with a filler in her chest. The woman in her 30s then went into cardiac arrest.
We give clear indication of what they need to identify in an injector before they engage in a contract with them.
Tina Viney heads up the Aesthetics Practitioners Advisory Network.
Whether people do it, in every profession, there are those that aren't stringent in determining the safety parameters and the regulatory recommendations.
She says salon owners have a duty of care to carefully check the credentials of anyone injecting government-regulated substances.
We recommend that they view the qualifications of that injector. They're either a doctor with experience and training in that area or a registered nurse that has qualifications in injecting.
The billion-dollar-a-year industry includes injectables like Botox and fillers. And this case, which has one woman before the courts charged with grievous bodily harm and another fighting for her life, has brought the already divided cosmetic injection industry to the fall. The Australasian College of Cosmetic Surgery had long said beauty salons are out of their depth when it comes to providing these treatments. Here's its spokesperson, Dr. Russell Nudson.
If they're being done in a non-medical setting,
like a beauty salon,
or Botox parties, you know, that we hear about these injectable parties that happen. That's completely unacceptable. Because in the unlikely event of an adverse reaction, you have to have medical-grade resuscitation equipment available immediately. And that's not going to happen in a beauty salon or in a home.
You say it's not acceptable, but it's not illegal.
It may be breaching the law depending upon the contact between the patient and the doctor, who is the person who's responsible for the prescribing of the medication.
In 2014, a nurse who administered Botox without a prescription and without medical supervision had her licence suspended for 3 months. Dr. Russell Nudson says any beauty salon that has hired a cosmetic nurse must ensure a registered doctor is involved in the consultation process.
There's always risks, and you need a comprehensive medical history of the patient to make sure they're not the person that's going to react or be aggravated by what you're about to do. And you can't just assume they're healthy.
Tina Viney says 1,000 beauty salons in Australia offer cosmetic injections, and this is a number that is growing every week. And while cheaper injection options are attractive, 30-year-old HR manager Tanya Nyani says she's happy to spend more to get a doctor.
You can easily see why people would be drawn to beauty salons and laser salons in particular, because they often have cheap deals for these types of treatments. Prior to getting injectables, I did a lot of research. For me personally, I decided to go with a doctor and I would feel as though I'm in good hands.
And among her peers and friends, injectables are becoming more common, with some even starting in their early 20s.
I think young people are faced with the difficulty of analysing themselves and having negative self-perceptions as a result of social media. So I think there's this level of, you know, young people wanting to appear a certain way.
Tanya Yani, ending that report by Antoinette Latouf.